and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
I think I'm okay. You know how you have to like wake up and,
yeah.
and you're still going through the motions of like, hey, do I feel good today? I think I feel good.
It's a mindset, Brandon.
Coffee's going today. I saw some old school MTV spring break photos this morning.
Oh, back in the day.
I mean, I didn't get to go to it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I wanted to, though. Like anybody who's our age, it was like, you know, MTV was like really a big deal during the TRL spring mm-hmm. break type days. What was the reality show? Road Rules, Real World.
Road Rules, yeah. What'd I just say?
Road Rules.
Road Rules.
Well, thank you, Sylvester. We appreciate that. No, but like, I there was a website that was going back, like, you had a great 1990s, if you remember these pictures. Mm-hmm. They were showing, like, Pink at MTV Spring Break and Jessica Simpson at MTV Spring Break and Destiny's Child at MTV Spring Break. And I'm like, I so wanted to be at MTV Spring Break.
And they don't really do that anymore. That was a huge, huge deal.
Because thousands upon thousands of people would gather mm-hmm. around. Because I remember, the one I remember the most was Cisco had the song, the thong song. And it was such a big hit. And he was out there with all these people in, you know, bathing suits and bikinis.
Right.
Performing the thong song.
The thong song.
So, anyway, those are some of the great memories I started my day with. Does that seem weird now when
yes,
I say that out loud?
It
maybe,
does.
Maybe I should have kept that to myself.
Yeah. Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So now Kelly's looking up MTV Spring Break and wishing we would have gone in the late 90s.
That would have been fun.
It's one of those random things this morning. This website had MTV Spring Break photos put up, and I'm like, oh, the simpler times.
Right.
My early 20s. How much fun I was back
yes.
then.
We all were, right?
I was no fun at
no.
all. I'd be much more fun now at MTV Spring Break, I think. I was such a tool in my early 20s because I was so worried about everything.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So I found some clips.
Clips of what exactly, Brandon?
Well, I wanted to just let you reminisce so you can be like me today. Be a little nostalgic. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's good to go back and think about, you know, the old days and things like that and bring back nostalgia.
It's the official spring break anthem.
Oh, wow.
Are you ready for the dragon?
Can we show this on TV
this
today?
Oh, wow.
So people are up there dancing in their bathing suits around the performer who's singing. Like, looking back on it, it looks absolutely ridiculous.
Dumb.
But she had,
and we thought it was cool.
But she had dumps like a truck. Truck. And thighs like what? Hey, they even had, it looks like 50 Cent showed up.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
So seductive.
Yeah.
I take you to the candy shop.
All right, there
oh,
you go.
Wow.
I think we'll stop on that one right there. Looking back on it, because I remember thinking, like, this is the tooth. No, this is. Actually, that's 2005 when he was there.
So if this was to come back and someone gave you a free pass and was like, hey, Brandon, room and board, tickets, a place on the beach, your family can go. Oh, and there's also going to be a babysitter for Kai. Would you go and take your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Really?
She would never let me go. She would be mad if I was watching this on the computer right now. And looking back on it, watching a bunch of people in bathing suits dance around while somebody is rapping looks really ridiculous.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So far, my MTV Spring Break poll is up on my Instagram story. My question is, did you want to go to it like I did? So far, 100% of the males who have been surveyed say yes.
Of course.
Which is pretty funny when you really think about it.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got your gossip.
Hey, so congratulations goes out to Roman Reigns. There was a big announcement last night on Monday Night Raw. Of course, Roman Reigns is the WWE superstar who has been battling leukemia. He made that announcement back in October, and last night he made his triumphant return to kick off Monday Night Raw in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is what Roman Reigns had to say.
So when I tell you this, I am so grateful, I'm so humbled, and I'm so honored to announce this. I'm in remission, y'all.
Tears in his eyes.
So with that being said, the big dog is back!
And you could tell that WWE crowd was excited to have him back. And the idea that he's going to now go out and champion the cause of, you know, hey, be yourself. Fight for yourself. Mm-hmm. Do what's right. Fight cancer. Don't give in. It's just a really strong night and a powerful performance last night from Roman Reigns, who also makes an appearance on Good Morning America later on this morning.
Got your gossip on Ariana Grande. So she's returning to Manchester just 2 years after the Manchester bombings at her concert. And apparently she's going to headline in Manchester for the Pride Live event on August 25th. So I'm sure a lot of emotions are going to go in that for her. Okay. And I know that there's going to be a ton of extra security. Yeah. But also in other Ariana news, she just surpassed. This is huge for Instagram. She has just surpassed Selena Gomez as the most followed woman on Instagram. Wow. So get this. Selena held the title with over 146 million followers. But as of yesterday, Ariana had passed Selena in followers by a little over than 18,000.
That's crazy.
I can't even fathom that.
How are there that many people that are wanting to see those photos?
Well, and also like Selena kind of took a break from social media and went to rehab and did some other things. And right now, she's still kind of laying low. She hadn't posted a lot. And right now, Ariana is crazy hot. Of course, she's got Thank You Next out. And it's at the second week of number one right now. So
the Billboard charts, too. She had song number one, song number two, and song number three. The first time that's happened in 50 years since the Beatles. So I guess it's a good time to be Ariana Grande right now.
Definitely.
I would assume. Hey, check this out. Gotcha gossip on Jamie Foxx, who we know has been linked to Katie Holmes now for a number of years. For a while there, they kept that relationship really quiet. I don't know if Tom Cruise didn't like the idea that his daughter, you know, whatever the situation was. But then over the last year or so, we've seen them out, public outings on vacation and stuff like that. Well, the other night, Jamie Foxx was somewhere where he addressed himself and basically told people that he was single. So all kinds of people are wondering if that means that the breakup is over, the relationship is over for Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. But of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Once again, I checked my Instagram story to see the MTV Spring Break voting. So far, 100% of males still wish they could have gone to MTV Spring Break.
And all the girls are rolling their eyes.
There is a female who says she wishes she could have gone there as well. But the majority are dudes going, yeah, man. Heck yeah, bro. I want to go. Maybe we should organize our own Spring Break.
Yeah, sure.
The K-Fine Spring Break Party.
At Craighead.
That sounds like a good idea. I'm going to work on that and build that into the budget for 2019.
All right.
We probably can't have Cisco perform.
No.
Maybe not 50 Cent.
No.
What if David could play any kind of instrument?
Maybe.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, guys, there's this 35-year-old named Raymond from Wisconsin. And earlier this week, he ordered delivery from a pizza place. We've all done that, right? Yeah. Well, they recognized him and his name and address because he apparently had used fake $20 bills to pay them in the past.
Oh, wow.
And you can't do that. So they called the police. So the police go to Raymond's house posing as pizza delivery guys.
Are you
serious? So they're dressed up. So when he opens the door to get his pizza, they arrest him.
Oh, my God.
And he fights back, so they had to tase him.
Oh, that's never a good idea to fight back.
So he's facing charges for obstructing an officer and disorderly conduct. But, Brandon, speaking of pizza, what did the pizza say when it asked the topping out on a date?
Oh, I'm not sure, Kelly. What did the pizza say?
I never sausage a beautiful face. Get it?
No, I got it.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly is upset this morning, and she hasn't told me about this until just now. She is now mad at the entire television show The Office.
Because we tweeted out yesterday, would you rather watch the Oscars or the Dundies? Which the Dundies was an episode on The Office that they, you know, gave each other silly awards.
Yeah, Michael Scott would give the awards to the other members of the staff.
Yeah, so I said I would rather watch the Dundies, you know, and then I tagged all of the, basically everyone in the show, and I'm thinking I'll at least, now I realize Steve Carell may not like it.
Sure.
But one of them has to like it, and none of them did.
Well, who do you think would have liked it? If you could have picked
Jenna Fisher.
Jenna Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tweet that you're mad at Jenna Fisher today?
No, I don't want to tweet that I'm mad. Oh, then I'm one of those fans.
Well, you don't want to be one of those fans?
No. The fans that they're like, I'm never going to respond to her if she's going to talk like that.
But you're mad at The Office.
But I am mad, but I'm still going to watch it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I want to do something. There is one song that really fits my life today. And it's because I believe I'm killing it.
Really?
I believe I am Instagram fire. It's me, man.
Oh, my
so
God.
Hot tonight.
Somebody help me.
You know what? This kid is hot on Instagram,
oh my
man.
God.
The kid is hot tonight.
Whoa.
I would like to know the definition of hot on Instagram. Your definition.
Let me tell you what the definition is. 148 likes on the picture of us at the prom fashion show with you dressed up in gold and me dressed up in gold as well.
Okay, but why are you so excited?
I'm excited because that's a good amount of likes. I'm telling you, we're approaching the Me and My Family with Luke Bryan level of likes. And for a man... Why did I say it like that?
A man.
For a man like me.
Reba's
right?
In here all of a sudden.
It's not like it is for college girls and high school
okay.
girls. This is an accomplishment that needs to be celebrated.
Okay, we can celebrate, and I'm with you. But like I said yesterday, you realize that the average high school girl gets 200 likes.
Well, I need all
average.
People who like those posts to go and like my pictures. At least the one of us at the prom fashion show. I dare you.
If you got 1,000 likes,
oh my
would
gosh.
You be just unstoppable?
I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do.
Well, we can't say shave your head.
No, you can't do that.
How about grow your hair out?
No, that's
in the places it would grow.
That's really funny, Kelly.
Well,
I thought you were a friend. Could you please? Hey, yeah, go ahead. You can take her. They need you.
No.
So legit, I'd be so excited. But one thing I realized on Instagram was that while everybody's talking about our picture and everybody's mm-hmm. liking the picture and all that stuff, everybody's telling you how beautiful you look and how gorgeous you look and, oh, you look amazing.
Brandon, do I sense a little bit of jealousy?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if anybody even said I looked all right.
You looked very handsome. And I can also say most women aren't going to get... Women always compliment each other. So, like, if you'll look at the posts, yeah. it's not like all these men are going, hey, Kelly, you're hot. It's women saying it. So it's not like women are going to get on there and be like, Brandon, you look hot.
Yeah, they can.
They can?
They're allowed.
Really?
My wife will not even notice. I've
blocked
her.
That's a lie.
I've blocked her.
That's completely a lie.
She's blocked from that post.
You even look nervous when you say that.
It's fine.
But still,
I think everybody should go there and tell me how amazing it is.
And I literally put those words.
1,000 likes and I'll do something stupid.
Really?
I don't know.
Yes.
No, I didn't mean that. That was a joke.
Nope.
No.
You already said it.
There's something else I'm seeing on Instagram that I've noticed people doing. Because I'm like, why are people posting these pictures that are really fuzzy? They didn't know how to crop them. Have you noticed this?
No.
So you go through your Instagram feed. And what people are doing is they're building a portrait on their Instagram feed. So if you go on the profile.
Yeah.
So if you go in and you see like one quarter of somebody's head.
Yeah.
And it's real fuzzy and you're thinking, well, that doesn't make any sense. They cropped that photo wrong. Go to their profile and you can click on their profile. And what they've done is out of 9 pictures, they've built their big picture collage.
Wow. That really sounds like it takes a lot of work.
I don't know how they're doing it. But I want to do it.
We need to ask high school girls. That's who could tell us.
If you can tell us how to do that, please message us because I think it's cool looking. So again, like there's 9 pictures, 3, 3, and 3, right?
Yeah.
And imagine that like your picture is divided into 9 different images.
Quadrants.
And you post them all at one, like one at a time.
And then it makes your full picture.
So it doesn't make any sense when you just see part of it. It's like Van Gogh. This is Instagram Van Gogh.
Wow. I would love someone to help you with this.
So... I need all kinds of help on my social media today.
Yes.
And now I feel weird for talking about that. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthday sport today, Tuesday, February the 26th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Chief Warrant Officer David Wilson of Corning, Arkansas, celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday. Vince Norton of Walnut Ridge turns 29. Tracy Yancey has a birthday today. Susan Johnston from Wynn. Trevor Harbers of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today, so happy birthday. Nancy Gage of Jonesboro has a birthday. Jessica Black from Truman. Jennifer Bird of Marmaduke is celebrating today. We have Tracy Smith of Bono. Dallas Hall Vaughn is 6 years old. This says, Mommy, Adrian, and your brothers love you. And Quentin Pickett of Smithville is turning 18 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say, happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Taylor Dooley is 26. That was the girl that played Lava Girl in Sharkboy and Lava Girl.
Oh, Kyle, love that.
That was a great movie. Yeah. Nate Rouse is 37. That is the singer from the band Fun.
Ooh, yeah. He was also in that song with Pink. Just give me a reason.
Just give me a reason. Just a little bit's enough. Just a second. We're not broken. Just pretend we can learn to love again.
Love that song. Happy birthday to Nate, who's 37 today.
Corinne Bailey Ray is 40. I used to love her.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Corinne Bailey Ray, who celebrates today.
And I would like to congratulate your mom today, because today is Michael Bolton's birthday. He is 66 today. There are girls screaming everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. I blame Michael Bolton for me being bald.
Because your mom wanted you to have Michael Bolton hair.
Yeah, because she made me get perms and had long hair, and then she gave me tips, frosted tips, and then I got colored hair.
Mullet.
And all that stuff. Yeah. It's all based on Michael Bolton, and now I'm bald. Thanks a lot, Michael Bolton.
We must be fools. We must be crazy.
Whoa, whoa.
I think you should tweet him and tell him that.
Yeah. You see what you did to me? Here's Michael Bolton.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends? How can we make love if we can't make the best? Tell me, how can we?
We are dancing so hard.
Did he ever perform at MTV Spring Break?
You know what? I'm going to say no.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Vince Norton, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, there is someone on Twitter who says they have been to MTV Spring Break in 2001. And I was like, what? You gotta be joking, because I'm jealous about that. And they say, thank God they didn't have smartphones with cameras back then.
Yeah, really.
So the question was, like, this morning I was going through our different prep stuff and I saw somebody mention MTV Spring Break, and then, like, I wish I could have gone to that.
Maybe one day for your birthday, your wife can surprise you with that.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. You could just go.
I could just go to a spring break party.
Yeah.
Here I am rolling in there trying to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't work out so well. You think I'm cool?
Yeah, 100%.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There is a really sweet video on the BBITM blog today of Kane Brown at a concert where he's looking out at the crowd and he realizes there's a young girl holding up a sign. And the girl's sign says, Kane, I kicked cancer's butt. Kane Brown invites the young girl on stage, still holding her sign, displaying it to the entire audience while Kane Brown sings the song Happier by Marshmello and Bastille. This girl is so happy, Kelly. Look at her. They're jumping together. She's holding that sign up. The crowd's going crazy. It's a really sweet video, and it's up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Thomas Rhett has a new single coming out this Friday called Look What God Gave Her, but he couldn't wait to share it, so he gave us a little bit of a clip. Here it is.
Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault.
Also, don't forget this weekend, he's going to be on Saturday Night Live as a musical guest.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you can check out that song on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com. Hey, congratulations goes out to Luke Combs. He has made some history. He is the only country solo artist to have 5 consecutive number one songs in his first 5 attempts. Man. Like, that's really huge. The first number one was Hurricane.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind.
Then we had When It Rains, It Pours.
And I want $100 on a scratch-off ticket.
We also had One Number Away.
I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was.
We also had She Got the Best of Me.
She got the best of me.
And Luke Combs' 5th number one song, consecutive, is Beautiful Crazy.
Beautiful Crazy. She can't help but amaze me. She dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve.
It's a heck of a way to start.
Yeah, she's crazy.
5 number ones.
But her crazy's beautiful to me.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly's looking nice today. Glad to see she has her teeth intact.
Thanks, Brandon.
Because you had me concerned. Really concerned.
You had me concerned.
And then you convinced me that I was crazy and that maybe I was making up a story. Because for whatever reason, sometimes you don't trust what I do.
Well, at the core of your being is you're always looking for ways to get me as far as just like practical jokes, pranks, whatever. And you will go to any extent.
Yeah, that's true.
To do it. So.
So. Just so people know, just a couple of minutes ago, about 10 minutes ago, what did you walk into as a joke? You don't even know.
No.
When you walked into the room and you couldn't hear anything and your headphones were unplugged, I unplugged them before you got in here.
See, there's, and I didn't even realize that. I was like, I didn't even know I unplugged my headphone and I couldn't hear. And that's why, oh my gosh.
But why would you unplug them?
I thought maybe my foot hit it or something.
Well, okay, that makes no sense, but still, we'll move on past that. So there was a little instance yesterday where I looked up at Kelly at around, I don't know, about 6:15, and I thought I saw something different, but I didn't know what to do. Because, you know, it's like if you see somebody that has like a blemish and you're going, oh my gosh, you know, I can see that from everywhere, right? Because it's
right
on your face.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you don't know what's going on in people's mouths all the time. So I noticed at one point yesterday that Kelly had lost a tooth, and it was fairly close to the front tooth, and I didn't know what to say about it.
And every time I would smile, you thought I had lost a tooth.
I would try to Ace Ventura out the window and look around without you knowing I was looking because I wanted to see if you lost a tooth and just didn't tell me. And I thought, well, surely if she lost a tooth, she would tell me, unless the tooth was really rotten and it just fell out and she's embarrassed. So I decided not to say anything because what if that was the case and she's really embarrassed about it? But at the same point, maybe she shouldn't smile.
So we had to take several pictures yesterday for something.
Occasions Magazine.
Yeah. And you sent me, we took so many.
20.
Okay.
We took 20, I just counted, 20 different photos. So I'm looking at Kelly literally for 3.5, almost 4 hours. We're in the room together and I can't figure out if she's lost a tooth, but I don't want to say anything. So then when the sun starts coming in, I kind of whip around to the side and I realize there ain't a tooth in her head. Like, well, there's not that one spot.
Right.
It's gone. There is no tooth there. But then I forgot. We take 20 photos. I'm not paying any attention to her teeth count.
Yeah. Right? And I'm smiling in every single one of them.
Because we're standing next to each other.
Right.
Like, there's no sense in me turning around to see if you have a tooth, because I don't think you do.
Yeah.
But I think maybe, even if it was a crown, it fell out, you swallowed it.
And you're awkward because you would die if you think that.
If that happened to me?
Yes.
I'd try to tape my mouth shut or something.
You wouldn't come to work.
Probably not. But I thought you were being a trooper and that maybe you would just tell me somewhere after you got it fixed. So then we take 20 photos and we use portrait mode and we're trying to get high-res photos, et cetera, et cetera.
The right lighting, all kinds of stuff.
So then I go up to my office, I get the thing, I'm going to work on the image for the magazine ad, and I realize that I wasn't crazy. Kelly doesn't have a tooth.
And then he ends up sending me, you send me about 12 pictures in a row.
Because you denied it. You said, I photoshopped.
Okay, so he sends me the picture and he's like, hey, will this work? And I was like, sure, yeah, because I didn't really look at it. And then I thought about it and I was like, you know what? He's always messing with me. I better look at it. So I looked at it and I realized that you had photoshopped a tooth missing.
But why would I do that?
Because it's you.
That's so dumb, though.
That's what we do.
That's dumb.
And so then when I called you out, and all I said was, Brandon.
All caps. I knew I was in trouble.
Brandon. And you were like, what? What is it? And because you wanted to
because
see if
I didn't
I said
know if
something.
You saw the tooth was gone.
Well, and I did. And I was like, okay. And then you were like, it's in every picture. And then he starts sending me one by one every single picture that we took. And there was a erased tooth in every single picture.
No, there wasn't an erased
Even my
tooth.
Husband was like, Kelly, he's messing with you. Him do and you, David are messing with you.
Do you think I have that much time to sit down and remove a tooth from
no,
20
but
different
you
photos?
Are that committed. You are
I
that committed to pranks. And I was like, it didn't matter if the house was on fire. He is going to sit down and do this just to mess with me to make me think. So I even... As you're sending me all those messages, I go check my mouth in the bathroom, making sure there's nothing missing. Because I was like, if he's telling me the truth, what is in my, what is it?
Where is my
Why
tooth?
Is it? There's a ghost or something blocking my tooth. Anyway, so.
So 20 photos come to her.
Yeah.
Every one of them, there's no tooth. She doesn't believe me. I call her and you know I'm serious. And I said, Kelly, I swear on all these different things that you know I hold very valuable. I said, I swear on all of that. I didn't do it.
And you had David the Barrel Boy with you as a witness.
So then we picked up the phone. We FaceTimed her because she doesn't believe me unless she can see my face. Because
that's true.
She believes I can maybe lie over the phone, but I can't lie face to face.
But y'all also said you didn't believe me that I did not have a tooth missing. So y'all wanted to FaceTime me to make sure that I actually had a tooth in. So as soon as we started FaceTiming, they're like, open your mouth, smile. And I'm like, look, there's nothing there. And they were like.
How do you explain it?
I don't know.
20 photos, there is no tooth. And you can see the weirdest part was it wasn't like it was even missing. You could see the tooth behind it. Like you could see the next tooth. There was just, it was like that one was missing. There's no way that in 20 photos, your tooth was missing in every single one of them. And it's miraculously back this morning.
I don't understand.
And you didn't go to the dentist.
I didn't go to the
that
dentist.
That makes no sense.
I don't know what happened. And I don't even
that's
think I ate anything before yesterday.
But that's the lie of the whole thing.
The lie is that you photoshopped all the pictures.
No, that's not true.
I'm not coming
Come
over
here.
There. No.
I'm going to use this. I'm going to use the sanitizer. I'm going to try to pull your tooth. What?
The one that you think it was.
I want to see if it comes out.
If it's fake.
And it doesn't matter if it is. I had a crown put in. It is what it is.
I would tell you if I had a tooth fall out, though.
Let me see. Come here.
Look. All you have to do is
it's
look at it.
It's not that wrong side.
Oh, see?
It's that side.
It's there.
It's loose.
It is not loose.
Why is it not in any of the photos? Am I allowed to post them or do you hate them?
I hate them. Your wife told me that you had to go in and Photoshop an actual tooth.
So when you see the occasions ad, I had to put a tooth into her head.
Great. Thanks for letting everyone know.
But somehow
know.
She has it today.
I don't get it.
I'm calling your dentist.
Call him.
Because I believe that you're lying to me.
I am not lying. Well, I believe you're lying. You Photoshopped him all.
If you're not lying, let me pull your tooth. Let me pull on
it. Why would I ever agree to that?
I just want to tug on it and see if it comes out.
Okay, fine.
Come here right now.
Okay.
All right, we're going to work on this.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Sunshine today with a high near 61. Slight chance of rain tonight with lows around 42. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Chance of rain about 20%. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 33 in Hoxie, 35 in Jonesboro. Brandon, what are you doing?
7:57 in K-Fine Country. I'm posting proof on my Instagram story of your teeth. Swear, I swear on everything I've ever had in my entire life, I did not Photoshop a tooth out of her head.
And I promise on everything that I own that I did not go to the dentist yesterday and I've not lost a tooth.
Kelly.
And I would let people know. I don't care. I'm honest on here.
I have 20 photos of you without a tooth in that one spot. 20.
It has to be a different explanation.
There's no other explanation. It's up on my Instagram story. I'm putting them there right now. The case of the missing tooth. And Kelly Perry. It's going up right now. Brandon on KFIN. And I promise
you
to every single
it.
One.
You
I promise
photoshopped
to,
it.
I promise to everybody I didn't Photoshop it. Did not touch it. These are real, actual photos. I've even showed you. I've gone in, opened the photos, and showed I can't revert them to the original on the iPhone.
Anyone can do that.
No, that's not true.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So for those of you who believe that I am lying, I will tell you I'm not. I am not a liar. I vow in front of all of you that I do not lie.
That's not, number one, that's not true.
I don't lie.
You have lied to me before.
I've lied in
times.
The past, but I don't lie.
Today is new.
Not
it's
today.
Different.
Not today. I haven't lied in a long time.
Well, you photoshopped my picture last night.
That is not true. That is not true. I would not have sent that photo to my wife, and I didn't say a word to her. I just sent it to her. Hey, what do you think about the lighting in these pictures? And she said, oh my gosh, what happened to Kelly's tooth?
And she sent me a message too, like, I was trying to be protective of you, and I was like, Brandon, it looks like she didn't have a tooth. Maybe you should Photoshop a tooth in.
Right, but maybe you're proud of the fact that tooth is gone. You're like, hey, look at this tooth, because you were smiling.
Well,
so
and
good.
There's nothing wrong with missing teeth, but I didn't know that I had misplaced mine, and you,
right.
Which I hadn't. You had Photoshopped.
I swear, did not
a missing tooth.
You can go and look, and again, did my wife tell you how serious I was? She would know if I was joking with you.
No. I knew if she was involved that you were telling the truth.
So now you know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, because both
some
of y'all
reason.
Can't lie to me. Yeah.
No, we wouldn't do that. I have no reason to lie. In 20 photos, Kelly didn't have a tooth. Miraculously, it's back. And she's telling me that I'm the one who's crazy.
Well, okay, so I was trying to think on what I had to eat for breakfast, which we get up at 4, so I don't typically eat breakfast before I come in here. I wait.
Oh, so you had dinner stuck in your teeth.
No, but I'm thinking that I might have had some oatmeal with some almonds in it, mm-hmm. and maybe one of the almonds, because the almonds were slivered. So, like, it
How
wasn't
big are
like...
the slivers? Big enough to cover a whole tooth?
I guess so.
I don't know about that. I can see the tooth behind it.
But if you were an actual friend, if you were, we've worked together for what, close to 4 years now.
Right.
Pretty close. Mm-hmm. I would think you would say, hey, you got something in your teeth or something. Because I would have told you.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do that because
Why?
I didn't want it to be weird. That's weird.
I would much rather you tell me than somebody out
no,
in the public.
No, that's weird. I'd rather you go. I would assume that as a normal human, you would walk into a mirror and look at yourself to see if your teeth are there.
Well, unlike you, I don't look in the mirror 100 times a morning.
You did? Okay, so you're telling me that you ate that almond at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, I ate it as I was on my way to work.
Okay, so at 5 o'clock, whatever, 4:45, whatever time it is in the morning, you're eating these oatmeals and this almond, right? And then it stays stuck on your tooth for 5 hours.
Brandon, it wasn't 5 hours.
That is true. That makes no sense. 4 or 5 hours, you had food on the outside of your tooth. That makes no sense.
Well, what is it then?
I don't
Other than
know.
You Photoshopped it, what is it?
I didn't Photoshop it.
Then what
I swear
what
on this job I didn't do it.
I still can't believe you wouldn't have said anything.
Well, I don't. I won't.
You're ever. A bad friend.
I might be.
Bad. Oh, so you admit it.
I would rather be a bad friend than to embarrass you. Maybe that means I'm the best friend.
We're the only ones in the room.
But I don't want you to be embarrassed in front of me. Because I'm a nice person.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did not want you to feel bad about the fact that you lost a tooth. I didn't because I'm a
Is
nice person.
Is it true that you're going to get a new job with Photoshop?
That I should because I could be good at that, but I'm not because I'm telling the truth. And you're the one who would tell me. I know that, but it would make me uncomfortable. Like the day we were at Nutrition Hub, the first time we ever met them, and you told me my fly was down.
See, I'm a true friend.
I'm a true friend, too. I'm protecting
no.
you.
Mm-mm.
Who's the truer friend? The one who makes me feel stupid because my fly's down at a new business.
Or
the one who allows his co-host to walk around with a missing tooth.
I think that speaks for itself.
Stop.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I looked out in the hall a second ago and I saw Joe Cook from Sissy's Log Cabin. He came in to do a commercial and I'm like, you know what's perfect? I'm bringing him in today because he could probably make a gold tooth to fill that gap.
I would like to order one.
So I just showed Joe all these photos of Kelly. Again, if you haven't heard the story, if you're just now turning the radio on, we took about 20 different photos to see which ones we liked for a magazine, for the Occasions magazine, right? So out of all these photos, every single one of them, Kelly is missing one tooth on the left side of her head. The tooth is there today. She says she never lost it.
I didn't.
Joe, could you make her a tooth just in case, like just a standby tooth?
Yeah, we can just go to the local dentist and get me an impression. I can make that happen.
You could do that legit? Oh,
sure. I do. I need a grill.
I can do anything, man.
You can make a grill like Paul Wall used to
wear. That says K-Fine.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Kelly on K-Fine.
Wouldn't that be great?
I can do it.
So truly at Sissy's Log Cabin, if we come in with an idea, you can do whatever.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like if I wanted, what could I get? What could I do that's cool? Like if I wanted a watch that had a wrestling ring on top of it, could you do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the mat was the actual the clock part, but the ring was the top of it. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You can get a martial arts type of thing for her husband.
Yeah, sure. Could do that.
Anything. Yeah, is it, I can do it.
I've seen people online, and I don't know why this is. Maybe you have an idea. Like a lot of people start proposing around now.
Yeah, they do, and that's what we start from right now until Mother's Day in May, and our May sale right now is one of our biggest seasons for engagements.
Why is that? Why do you think it's now?
Well, a lot of people like a fall wedding, you know, and then, you know, a lot of guys are cooped up during the wintertime, and then, you know, it starts getting spring, and, you know, we start getting that, you know, that, I guess it's called the spring itch.
It's the sunshine. It makes you in a better
and
mood.
And then it just kind of, people just start looking.
So they come into Sissy's Log Cabin, much like David the Barrel Boy did. Mm-hmm. You know, he went over there and got his engagement ring, and he put that on a plan where he was allowed to kind of pay it as time went on, and he was in no rush. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's in no rush. He still has a couple years until his wedding.
So, hey, I was engaged for like 2 years, two or three.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
What's the average length of engagement? Any idea?
I don't know.
Because I was engaged for 1 week. I was engaged for 1 week.
That's pretty
impressive.
You're
probably a different end of the spectrum.
Is that?
Yeah. That's pretty intense. That's intense.
Well, because I was kind of like, hey, if we're just going to go ahead, we know we're getting married. Let's just go ahead and get married.
Yeah.
You know?
When you know, you know.
I guess so. So, engagement ring season. Are there a lot of different types and styles of engagement rings at Sissy's Log Cabin?
You know there are, and I carry about 700 to 800, I figure, in the store, always people that come in with something that I don't have.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what if that happens? What if somebody comes in and you don't have exactly what they want?
Then I make it, and I make it exactly how they want it.
So if I found something, or if my wife found something on Pinterest, right, or on Facebook or whatever, and I came in and said, hey, this is what I like, how people do with haircuts. Oh, right. I like what this haircut looks like. Mm-hmm. You can do that.
Yeah, I can. I see Pinterest every day. Every single day I've got people that come in with a ring that it might look like yellow gold tree bark going up the side of it, whatever. It doesn't matter. I can make it. Yeah, absolutely. Exactly how you want it.
So Katy Perry just got engaged to Orlando Bloom. She's all impressed with the ring, right? Mm-hmm. If I brought you the photo of her in Orlando, you could make that ring.
Absolutely.
That's crazy to me. And you make it on site? You do a lot of that thing?
Yeah, I've got a master jeweler in store. I've also got a couple of different larger vendors that I use for that kind of thing, just depending on exactly what it is.
That's really crazy. Mm-hmm. And I think the cool thing about Sissy's Log Cabin is that really the price point thing, we can think, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can afford to go into Sissy's and get my engagement ring. But the truth is when you have 700 or 800 rings to choose from, the full spectrum is there. The really expensive ones are there and the really affordable ones are there too.
Well, you know, that's where you get everybody thinks Sissy's Log Cabin, it's the most expensive place. But the thing about it is, we use that because we want to have something for everybody, and it doesn't matter what the budget is. You know, we can get there. It's just a matter of knowing what it is.
So if somebody had $500, mm-hmm. $1,000, mm-hmm. if somebody had $10,000, mm-hmm. what's the most expensive? You have any idea? Like, let me just, you don't have to give me a price. Have you ever had an engagement ring that was worth more than $25,000?
Yes.
More than $50,000?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
More than 75. Are you being serious?
Yes.
I feel like a loser.
Wow.
More than 100.
Yes.
Son of a
man.
Can you finance that?
Let's just stop there. Okay.
That's crazy to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it's not just engagement rings, even though it's that season for dudes. Like you talk a lot about how important it is for a guy to have a statement piece like a watch.
Sure. Yeah, and we are selling a ton of watches right now. It's been big since the beginning of last year, and I don't know what it is, what's going on, but yeah, I mean, with the Luminox and Rolex and Tag, I mean, we're selling a ton of watches.
So watches are kind of coming back.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of girls now are buying, you know, with the engagement. See, a lot of women are buying these for wedding gifts. You know, so if somebody's getting married, well, I'd like to buy him something. So you know, a guy's ring might be $300.
Yeah.
Ladies' ring might be $5,000. I feel like they need to make up somewhere there, maybe.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when you think about a watch, though, because there's, like, different watches for different outfits, right? Like, your watch, what color is it?
What is it? Is it gold? Silver and gold.
So, that's pretty. It's good when you're dressed up. Exactly. Do you have a watch, like, if you're just going out to a football game or something?
I do. I wear a Luminox a lot. I'm a big hunter, so I wear that a lot, too.
Why do I like the black ones so much, those black watches with the, like, the dark face?
I wear a lot of all black watches.
You have a bunch of those?
I've got a few of them.
What would I look for?
Do what?
Which one would I be looking for if I came
in? I like the Luminox. It's all black. It's one of my favorite watches. But, you know, at night and stuff, it has luminescence. So at night, you can see it just as good as you can during the day.
Can you finance those too?
Sure. Finance anything.
What's the finance like?
We do interest-free. Well, if you just want to pay it out with me until you want it, I mean, I do interest-free layaway for a year.
Okay.
And then I do interest-free through Wells Fargo. That's a year you take the piece with you.
Right.
And then I do we do our own Sissy's Law Cabin financing now. We don't use any bank or anything. You go through us, and we take care of it now.
I think I want to watch, Kelly.
Okay.
That can be our anniversary gift, like for our show anniversary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Why did you get weird for a second?
I didn't know.
And get her a gold tooth.
Yeah, I all need my gold tooth.
And you?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. How much is a gold tooth? If I need to get her one,
you want like a cap, or you want like
I would like a grill.
No, I want the cheapest thing I can get. Yeah. The cheapest thing I can get.
No, it's going to be a grill if I get something.
We're gonna have to think about it. We're gonna have to go to the drawing board on this.
You get back with me on that.
I will. No problem.
All right. So if people want to find more about Sissy's Log Cabin, what are the spots?
You can go to our website at sissyslogcabin.com. Of course, we have Jonesboro, Memphis, Little Rock, and Pine Bluff.
Yep.
But we're on 2900 Parkwood. You want to swing by? You have any questions at all? I got guys that come in every day, you know, with no clue.
Yeah.
But usually they have a pretty good clue when they leave.
There you go. Sissy's Log Cabin on Parkwood in Jonesboro. You guys can go by there and buy me a Luminox watch and drop it off at the radio station. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just got a message from Joe Cook from Sissy's Log Cabin. He says, based on the photo of Kelly's tooth from yesterday, it looks like she had a black Luminox tooth. So.
No.
Those pictures are up on my Instagram story if you want to go check them out. I believe Kelly's a liar. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram. Let's do some gossip.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on WWE superstar Roman Reigns, who made a big return last night on Monday Night Raw, live from Atlanta, Georgia. Roman Reigns is a superstar who announced to the world back in October that he was battling leukemia. He had battled that before his WWE career. It came back, and he basically had to walk away from his dream, which was being a WWE superstar. So Roman Reigns was back on Raw last night, and here's what he said.
So when I tell you this, I am so grateful, I'm so humbled, and I'm so honored to announce this. I'm in remission, y'all. So with that being said, the big dog is back!
You could see the emotion on his face when he walked out. Because there were times where he would get booed, you know, because people are kind of defiant fans. But last night, after the battle with leukemia, everyone was cheering. He was teary-eyed, made the announcement. It was really special stuff. You can check that out on all WWE social media today.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So she's returning to Manchester just 2 years after the Manchester bombing at her concert. And it looks like she's going to be headlining at the Manchester Pride Live event on August 25th. So I'm sure she's going to have tons of emotions going into that. And I know that there's going to be extra security.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. Also, in other Ariana news, she just surpassed Selena Gomez as the most followed woman on Instagram. So get this. Selena held the title with over 146 million followers.
Right.
But as of yesterday, Ariana had passed Selena in followers by a little over than 18,000.
Congratulations.
I mean, I have close to that many.
Yes, I do too. Right? I actually have the most followers of anybody, any male in this building.
You should.
If you want to follow Kelly and I on social, again, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter.
And Kelly on KFIN.
Also got your gossip on Jamie Foxx. He's been in this relationship with Katie Holmes. It's kind of been on the DL.
Yes.
The down low.
The down low. Thanks for telling me that.
So it's kind of been there on the down low for a while. And the story is he was out somewhere the other day and he told people that he was single. So even though they hid this relationship, we've seen them like paparazzi photos from vacations and stuff like that. But it looks like maybe Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have broke up. And of course, every morning on KFine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, if I were to say to you, how often do you lie? What would you tell me?
I would like to say not that often.
When's the last? Tell me the last lie you've told somebody.
Gosh.
Have you told a lie today?
No.
Have you told a lie this week?
No.
This month?
I'm sure I have.
So you're a liar?
No. No.
So people are saying that a lot of people don't mind to lie. And what we figured out through research is that almost half of people lie on a regular basis.
Oh, great.
So let me ask you some questions, hypothetically speaking, and tell me what you would do in these situations. Let's say you go to a store and you're getting change back because you pay with cash and they give you too much cash back, more than you're supposed to get. Do you tell them or think, you know what? I'm out of here with the cash.
If I notice, I tell them.
You would.
Mm-hmm. I'm not very observant. So they could hand me an extra $10 bill and I'm not going to notice it for like a week.
So about half of people say they wouldn't say anything. They would just leave the store. They would know that they got too much and they would just leave. Okay, let's say you saw that somebody left cash at an ATM. Would you take their cash? Because if you didn't take their cash, guess what? Somebody else would.
I would probably hang on to it and tell the bank. I really would. Okay. If the bank was closed, I'd probably tell them later.
After you spent it?
No.
So half of people say they would take somebody else's cash if they left it at the ATM. Because I think the concept in your mind is somebody else would take it, so why not you?
Hmm.
Right? They say that 33% say they'd keep a lot of money that didn't belong to them, right? If they could, if they knew they could get away with it, they would just keep the money. That's wild. They say if somebody loses a gadget or something that is kind of like lost on a bus or on public transportation or in an Uber, that about 33% of people, one out of three, would keep that item.
Man.
And I'm thinking about all these things, like if they gave me too much change, if I was at the ATM, if I found something on an Uber or something like that.
You'd follow the rules.
I would follow the rules.
Exactly.
Because I would be afraid. I would be on some hidden camera show.
Yes, and it would show you doing something wrong.
Right. And then all the public would know that I stole $10.
Even though it was the first time ever you had done something.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's like if you go and you pick up a, you know, and like, well, it's my first time. Do I not get a pass? I promise I'll never do it again. It's my first time. It doesn't work like that.
Right. No.
You get one time.
Yeah.
And if you get caught, you're done.
You're labeled.
My luck, I'd be out somewhere and somebody would like, I'd find a $20 bill laying on the ground. I'd pick it up and Diana Davis would come around the corner with the Region 8 Special Investigation.
Yep.
On who's the thief.
Yep. Brandon Baxter is the thief.
And then they'd have that weird shot of me looking at the camera and I'd be on all the news teasers and all that kind of stuff.
That's true.
Don't lie, man. I'm telling you. Don't take people's money. Don't take money from the ATMs. Don't take stuff out of an Uber.
You could be on a hidden camera show.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I had a random thought to start the show this morning, and that was many hours ago at this point, but I was thinking about MTV Spring Break from the late 90s and early 2000s.
And you've talked about it all morning.
Well, because I wanted to see if people were like me and they were watching this back in the day and they were wishing that maybe they could have gone there.
Well, and according to some of our social media posts, people did want to go and someone did go.
And I cannot believe it. So we have a friend, and I will allow her to remain nameless on the radio, but
yes,
it's on my Twitter if you want to check it out. Brandon on KFIN. We have a friend who went to MTV Spring Break in 2001 in Cancun.
And she was there during the actual thong song.
I want to talk to her on the radio or on a podcast.
That'd be fun.
She was there when Cisco was on the stage doing this song for MTV.
Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know I never... handle it, so you you're shaking that thing like who's the ish with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like a dance all the hips
of us. It's all connected us.
Not just urban, she liked the pop because she was
living the vida loca.
She had dumps like a truck. That's like what? Baby, move your butt. I think sing it again.
Anyway, so she was there while he was there. And she told us on Twitter that some of her friends were actually on stage.
And she was on the front row.
So if you wanted to go and see MTV Spring Break, I have that on my Instagram story. So far, you want me to give you the total so far? Because so far, let's see here. We have 79% of people say they wish they could have gone. Let's see how it kind of ranks out. The yesers, okay?
Yeah.
People who wanted to go. There's a girl. Ooh, there's a girl. There's a girl. Ooh, wow. How about that? There's another girl. There's a lot of girls who are saying that now. I'm kind of surprised.
Man.
I believe that what I have found is as proof here, 79% of people who have seen this post want us to have spring break. So I think we should just host one here.
You're in charge of that. I think you should be the host.
We'll do a K-Fine spring break.
Mm-hmm.
We will try to go somewhere near water. It could be Craighead Forest Lake.
Yeah.
Maybe Bono Lake when it gets water.
Okay.
And we can do, I can even sing the thong song.
I think most people will come just to hear you do that.
Thank you. That'll be a very important deal. We're going to sponsor that. If you would like to sponsor, please reach out.
The thong song.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what is on TV tonight?
Well, tonight we have The Voice, part two of the blind auditions. We have the third season finale of Lethal Weapon, the second season finale of The Gifted, the third season premiere of World of Dance, and then tonight's schedule also includes NCIS, Roswell, New Mexico, FBI, The Rookie, and NCIS New Orleans.
All right, if you missed any of the show today, find out why Kelly thinks I'm a bad friend.
Yep.
You can find out all about that, plus figure out how I got her back for thinking I'm a bad friend. The entire show is up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com. And the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.